Well, it's wonderful to be with you this morning.
很高兴今天与大家一起在这里敬拜。
I'm sorry that I have to be here under such circumstances with Pastor Zhang being but ill today.
今天这个在这是很突然，因为昨天张牧师忽然间身体有恙，所以不能够来这里来为大家证道。
So Pastor Zhang, I'm sure you're watching this morning, and we want to say that we are praying for you, and we know that God will give you a quick recovery. So we love you, and take your time, and don't worry, everything's okay.
我们相信张牧师现在也在听今天的讲道。我们想跟张牧师讲，我们是爱他的，我们会为他祷告，也希望他能够安心的在家里休息，能够尽快的康复。
So this morning, I want to talk about something very close to our hearts, I'm sure. And I think if my PowerPoints work here, okay, there we go. I want to talk about the Ten Commandments.
今天早晨我们会讲一些我们大家都很熟悉的事情，也就是说我们要今天讲的内容是十诫。
Now, I don't know what you think of when you think of the Ten Commandments, but when I was young, I always thought that that was what life was all about. I have to obey these Ten Commandments.
当我们提起十诫的时候，我不知道大家你们是有什么看法，但是当我是一个还很年轻，是个孩子的时候，我对我来说，十诫就是我所有要需要去遵行的事情。
You know, Jesus said that we must love the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength.
耶稣告诉我们说，我们要尽心尽力尽意尽性的爱主。
And he also said that we must love our neighbor as ourselves, right?
耶稣也跟我们说，我们要爱邻舍如同爱我们自己。
So if you and if I, if we do these two things, if we do these two things, then we will obey all of the Ten Commandments, right?
耶稣说，如果我们能够做到这两点，那么我们就能够做到这个十诫。
So, the Ten Commandments are a list. They are a list, and they teach us how to love God more and to how to love each other more.
十诫是一个我们要遵行的事情的一个名单，一个单子，它的确来教导我们如何能够更加的爱神，也更加的爱人。
Following the Ten Commandments isn't going to get us to heaven because there's no way we can be perfect, right? So the Ten Commandments doesn't help us to get to heaven. It helps us to show us what the how to be perfect, and we can be open to the grace of God.
遵行十诫并不能够让我们能够进到天堂，因为我们知道我们永远是不能够做到完美的。但是十诫仍然是告诉我们说如何能够让我们更加的完美。
Now the Ten Commandments have been very important in the establishment of this country, as you know.
十诫在这个国家，也就是美国建国的过程中是很重要的。
If you go to Washington, maybe you have seen this, and you go to the Supreme Court.You will see Moses there sitting in the chair.
如果你到华盛顿 D.C. 就是说，然后你看到这个最高法院的这个建筑，那么你会看到摩西的雕像是在这个上面的。
Now, why is Moses sitting in the chair, and what are those two big objects on his right side, and what is that object on his left side? What is Moses holding there?
摩西雕像为什么会在这里呢？那他左手和右手拿的这个两个很大的东西到底是什么呢？
Well, we know that's the Ten Commandments.
我想我们在座都知道这个就是我们的圣经上所讲的十诫。
Now, if you look behind the one on the right, that was what the artist built was Confucius. That's Confucius.
如果你知道的话，那么在摩西的右边的后面应该是孔夫子。
And on the other side was a Salam. He was a Greek lawgiver. He was a Greek lawgiver. So Moses is between Confucius and this Greek lawgiver.
在另外一边是一个是一个很有名的，就是说是来创造这个法律的一个人。所以很有意思的一件事情就是说，摩西在前，然后孔夫子和另外一个在法律面前很有成就的人在后面。
So what is trying to communicate here, what's trying to communicate here is that we as the country, and I'm not saying one country is better than another, I'm just saying that in this country, when it was founded, we realized that the Ten Commandments were the primary law, was the primary law from God, and this law was going to supersede any other law, because it came from God Almighty.
我想这个雕塑的意义很大，就是说当这个国家建立的时候，这些建国的人他们认为实界是更加重要的对于这个国家。这个而且这个国因为这个实界是来自于天上的神。
Now if you continue in the Supreme Court and you go up the steps and you go inside, you will see these two big doors in front of the Supreme Court.
如果你进入到这个最高法院的这个建筑物里面，然后你会发现有两个很大的门。
And you can see here again, etched in, carved into these wooden doors are the Ten Commandments, just the numbers, of course.
如果你仔细观察的话，在这两扇门上面有雕出来是十诫。
And as you continue, I've never been there, maybe some of you have, but if you continue going inside, you'll go to the courtroom, and then on the courtroom, you will see another thing on the wall, another picture on the wall in the courtroom, if you go inside.
如果你穿过这两扇门走到这个最高法院的里面，你会看到有一个墙上有另外一个画。
And behind the chairs with all of those Supreme Court justices is another painting, another picture behind the judges. As they are judging, there is something behind them.
如果你走到这个最高法院的里面，那么在最高法院这个九个最高大法官他们的座位的后面的那个墙上还有一幅画。
And this next picture is what is behind the judges.
那么下面一个图画是这幅就是在这个九个大法官后面的那面墙上所画的东西。
Moses and the Ten Commandments.
再一次我们看到是摩西和他手里拿的十诫。
Now, I'm not sure Moses looked like that. He looks more like Santa Claus, probably. But
我不确定摩西是长得这个样子，可能更有点像一个圣诞老人。
But nevertheless, there is the Ten Commandments. Behind all the judges, there is the law.
但是不论怎样，摩西和他的十诫是在这个九个最高大法官的后面的墙上。
Now why is that there?
为什么摩西和十诫会在那儿呢？
Is the United States promoting religion at this point? Is that why it's there? Do they want to promote religion? No, that's not why it's there.
为什么会在那儿呢？是因为当时他们要来去宣传基督教吗？不是这个样子。
We are not a religion-run state, and so it wasn't meant to promote the religion.
当初美国建国的时候并不是一个政教合一的国家，所以他并没有去特意的去来去提升这个基督教的地位。
The reason it's there is to remind us to practice the truth of the Christian religion, to practice the truth of the Christian religion because it works.
他的目的是说要让这个美国人民来去遵行这个圣经里实际的这个真理，因为这个是能够帮助这个国家的。
We realized that if God was going to bless America, America would need to obey God. Very important. If God was going to bless America, America needed to obey God.
如果我们希望上帝来保守美国的话，那么美国的人必须得来遵行神的话。
And the same thing with us, brothers and sisters. If God is going to bless us, then we need to obey, trust, and obey Him. Amen.
同样的，对我们在座的每一个弟兄姐妹也是一样。如果我们需要想得到神的保守，我们也需要信而顺服的来相信耶稣基督。
And so the early writers of the Declaration of Independence, I'm sure you've done some history. The early writers of the Declaration of Independence also had the name of God in the document also.
在美国建国者写这个独立宣言的时候，他们也提到了这个上帝。
And you can see it right here. I just gave you one section of it. I'll read it in English and then in Chinese. And it says this, to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them. Did you get that? The laws of nature and the nature's God.
独立宣言中有这么一段话是讲说，并在世界各国之间享有自然法则和自然之神赋予他们的独立而平等的地位。请大家记住，这里面特意强调说是自然法则和自然之神。
We never, as a particular country, ever worshipped nature. There are countries that do worship nature. I've been a missionary in Asia for over 15 years, and I've been to some very, very remote areas. And some people do worship nature, as you know.
我们美国建国的时候，并不是一个来崇拜自然的一个国家。 我知道有一些国家是这样子的。我当初在东南亚有很长时间的宣教经历，我知道在东南亚，在一些很偏僻的地方，的确他们是会来把自然、大自然来作为一个神来崇拜的。I
became a Christian when I was a sophomore in high school at 16 years old. That's one reason why I love to work with youth, and so I'm very happy to be able to continue to work with your children. But I became a Christian at 16 years old, and it was on a camping trip because I realized that this world, it could not happen by chance. It had to happen from an intelligent creator.
我是16岁的时候，在高中二年级的时候信主的，在当时是一个在一趟活动中，我意识到说大自然并不可能是自然而然形成的，而一定是有一个造物主。这是为什么我愿意和年轻人在一起来服侍年轻人。
Every design has to have a designer. Amen.
所有被设计出的东西一定是有一个设计者。
Every wonderful dish that you eat had a cook. It just didn't happen by chance. Somebody had to put it together.
每一次你吃到一个美食的时候，一定是有一个厨师在后面做了，而不是自然而然的形成这么一个美食。
By the way, you all are wonderful cooks. My wife and I are very happy to be here.
另外，我知道在座很多人都是很好的厨师。我和我的太太很高兴能够来服侍这个教会。
So it's the same thing. We don't worship the object. We don't worship the creation, but we do appreciate what the Creator has created.
同样的道理，我们并不是要去崇拜那些被造出来的东西，也包括自然。
So as we look into the Ten Commandments now, we're going to look at them one at a time for the remaining time together. We're going to look at those Ten Commandments and see how we can grow in each of those, okay?
接下来我们会把十诫再仔细地看一遍，这样我们知道我们如何在这上面有所长进。
I preached this message in the early morning because last night I was told to preach today, so I'm going to preach the same message I preached this morning.
今天早晨我在英文堂刚刚讲过这一堂道，所以我会在，然后因为是昨天晚上临时让我来中文堂这边讲道，所以我就把在英文堂讲的再和中文堂的弟兄姐妹再讲一次。So
if you heard this message already, you can go to sleep now. That's okay.
如果你早晨已经在英文堂听到过了，那么你现在可以睡一小会儿。But
if you haven't heard this message, don't go to sleep, please.
如果你早晨没有跟英文堂的弟兄姐妹一起来听到过这个讲道，那么，请不要睡觉。Okay.
Well, when we think of Moses, sometimes we think of somebody like this, maybe somebody who is angry, and we know that he got the Ten Commandments, he came down from the mountain, and he looked around, and he saw people were being disobedient, and he threw them down. We know this may be the picture of what you think of when you think of Moses.
当我们想到摩西，我们可能会想到这个一个画面，就是说当摩西从山上下来的时候，他看到百姓 敬拜邪神，他就很生气，他就把这个法板摔在地上。And
some say that Moses had an anger problem. We know Moses had an anger problem. So when we get to heaven, we'll find out if this was right or it was wrong. But we know Moses struggled with anger, and so I hope we don't think of Moses in this way.
有人说摩西可能有一些对如何来控制自己的这个怒气上有一些问题。我们不知道这是真的假的。也许有一天，当我们到天堂的时候，我们可以。 认识摩西，我们可以知道这件事情。但是无论如何，我希望大家对摩西的印象不要停留在这个现在这个画面上。So
Moses was a spiritual leader. You know the story. Moses was a military leader. Moses was a leader that brought people out of slavery into the freedom of God.
但是我们要知道，在圣经里面，摩西是一个以色列人的领袖，也是以色列人军队的领袖。他领着以色列人出埃及，不再成为奴隶。But
the greatest thing that Moses did was that he gave us, helped give us the Ten Commandments from God.
但是有一件最伟大的事情他做的就是说他从神那里领了十诫，并且拿着法，带着法板从山上下来给以色列民。Moses
was not 40 years old. Moses left Egypt when he was 40. He spent 40 years in the desert. So when Moses received the Ten Commandments, he was older than 80 years old.
摩西是40岁的时候离开了埃及，来到旷野，然后在旷野牧羊40年。所以当他后来领着埃及人能从神那里领受实际的时候，他已经是远远不止80岁了。
So may that be an encouragement to us, brothers and sisters. It doesn't matter how old you are. In fact, some of the greatest things that God wants to do in your life, really, seriously, the greatest things that God wants to do in your life are yet to come. Your best life is not over. Your best life is yet to come.
事实上我们要相信说很多时候神会使用我们，很多时候我们在神家的日子中最好的日子还没有到来，神有他特别的计划。
Some people think, well, when you're in your 60s or when you're in 70s, you know, it's time to retire and just watch TV.
我们中有些人会想说，哇，我已经60岁、70岁了，我要退休了，那么我要做的事情就是看看电视。
But friends, those are the greatest years. 60s and 70s, 80s even are the greatest years because you made most of your mistakes and you learned, right?
但是实际上弟兄姐妹，当我们60岁、70岁甚至80岁的时候，可能是我们服侍神最好的时间，因为我们已经犯了很多错误，我们也希望每个人我们从我们犯过的错误中学吸取了教训。
You studied the word of God for so many years and you want to share this because you don't want young people to make the same mistake you did. So you need to, don't hold on to the truth. Share the truth with the younger generation. They need you. They may not want to listen to you, but they need you. They need your wisdom. So don't be afraid. Keep loving them and keep listening to them and keep speaking the truth to them. Okay?
同时我想当我们年长一些的时候，那么我们也真的是读了圣经，学习了神的话语很多年了。不要把我们从神领受来的真理仅仅是停留在给我们自己，我们要学会把我们所从神那里领受的真理分享给年轻人。这些年轻人也许不爱听我们讲话，但是我们要知道他们的确需要我们给他们传授真理，也要给他们分享我们身上的教训，让他们尽量少犯我们已经犯过的错误。
Remember, and please don't ever forget this, truth does not have an age. Truth is ageless. It has no age. So whatever you share the truth, it can apply to any age, anyone, anytime. Am I right?
我希望大家知道，就是说真理本身是没有年龄限制的，无论是只要是真理，那么它任何时候任何地点它都是真理。所以当我们分享真理的时候，这个真理对无论是对年轻人对年长的人都是有用的。
When my wife and I were missionaries in Indonesia, many years ago, we were missionaries in Indonesia.
很多年前当我和我的太太在印度尼西亚宣教的时候，
We met this person, she was 80 years old, and she was in a very remote area in the island. And we took us a while to get there, and we went to talk to this very old, experienced missionary in an island of Indonesia.
在那里我们在一个小在那个小岛上，我们遇到了一个80多岁的一个宣教士。
And we said, we just came here, and we want to learn from you. We want to sit at your feet. We want to learn about the culture, about the language. We love languages. We love culture. Teach us your word. Teach us the language. You've been here for 60 years. Please help us.
这个宣教士在那个地方已经住了超过60年，所以我和我的太太就特别想坐下来去倾听他怎么样去教导我们当地的文化，如何去在当地宣教。
She said, I have not been here for 60 years.
她说我没有在这儿超过60年。
She said, I've only been here 20 years.
她说我在这儿只有20年。
She said, I came here when I was 60 years old.
她说我是60岁才到这。
I said, 60 years old? You came when you were 60? She said, yes.
所以我们都很惊讶，我说哇，你60岁才到这个岛上来开始宣教。
She said, I always wanted to be a missionary, but nobody would send me. I didn't have the money. So I worked and I waited until I retired and I didn't need any support. And then I bought my plane tickets and I came over here to be a missionary.
他说我一直想做一个宣教士，但是我没有得到支持，所以我就自己工作一直到我退休，然后我就可以自己买一张机票来到这个岛上来做宣教士。
She said, so, but I'm going home next week back to America. And I said, well, why are you going back?
我就问她说,
because my pacemaker needs a battery and I can't find one here.
她说我的心脏起搏器需要一个新的电池,
so I'm going back to America, I'm going to buy a battery, put it in my heart, and I'm coming back to Indonesia.
她说我要飞回美国买一个心脏起搏器的新电池换上去,
and I said, next time I go back to America, I'll pick up batteries for you.
我就对她说, 下一次我要是从美国来的时候,
You see, you're never too old. Amen?
You are
never too old to do what God wants you to do. You don't have an expiration date on the bottom of your foot. Don't put one there.
神给我们的宣教的使命是永远任何时候都可以开始的。神并没有把一个 这个不能够宣教的日期写在放在我们的脚上，让告诉我们说你太老了，你不能够去宣教。
Okay, let's look at the Ten Commandments. The first one says that I am your God. You should have no other gods before me. You can see the English and you can see the Chinese.
我们可以看到十诫，这我们来看一下十诫。第一条是说，你不可有别神。
And I ask you a question here this morning. Is there any other god before you this morning?
我想问大家一个问题。
What do you do the first thing in the morning? Obviously you use facilities, but do you read the bad news before you read the good news? Do you read your cell phone before you read the Bible?
我想问大家，就是说早晨起来的时候，你第一件事情是读那些通过手机读一些不好的消息呢，还是读圣经？
I tell the high school students, don't look at Facebook, put your face in the book.
我告诉这个中学生不要去看脸书, 要把你的脸放在这个圣经这个这本书面前。
And then put the book on Facebook.
然后把你的圣经放在这个脸书上。
So people can become saved, okay? If that's what they're looking at, well then put God in the media and let them come to Jesus, amen?
如果脸书是其他年轻人要去的地方，那你就把圣经的话放在脸书上，这样别的孩子看到的话，他们会因此来被神吸引，来信神。
Now, when I was a boy, we had a newspaper. You remember that, newspapers. And so the newspaper was always there in the morning. You went outside, you got the newspaper, you came back, and you read the newspaper. But so let us read the good news before the bad news. Amen?
当我还是个孩子的时候，每天早晨走到门外，我们就可以拿到这个 报纸，我们就回来看各种各样的不好的新闻，消息。但是，我想我们作为基督徒，我们第一件事情是说，我们要看神的消息，也就是圣经。I
hope you'll never forget this statement. Whatever is first in your life is your God. Amen.
我希望提醒大家，就是说，当我们每一天做我们看重的，或者是我们第一件去做的事情，往往就是我们中。 最重要的事情也许它就是我们的神。
And that's why we're going to take an offering soon, because we want to give our first fruits to God. Money is not our God. So that we tell God, money is not our God. Material wealth is not our God. You're our God. And we're going to prove it by giving the first of our fruits to God.
这也是为什么今天我们有奉献，那么我们是想跟神说，金钱不是我们的神，我们会把初熟的果子献给神。
So then I'm not going to talk a lot about each of these, but I'm going to just go through them now. Number two, you shall not make yourself an idol, meaning that you don't look for idols and you don't make an idol. Number two is making an idol.
第二点是说不要为自己或者说不要做任何的偶像。
And we know among the youth, I work a lot with the youth, and we know video games are very popular among youth. We know that.
我们知道在青少年中，这个游戏电子游戏是非常流行的。
And video games can be a real idol to kids. They get their happiness and their security from video games.
我们知道对于年轻人来说，这些电子游戏可能成为他们的偶像，因为他们会从中。 得到乐趣，得到生活的目的。
And so whatever time they are creating, these video games are meant to create as you play. You just don't look at them. You create, and you are basically creating an idol, like two.
很多时候当孩子们玩游戏的时候，不仅仅是玩游戏，而是他们在制造一个他们心中的偶像。
So are video games evil?
那么游戏电子游戏是是邪恶的吗？
You know, you have to put boundaries, right? You have to put controls on things. So you limit the time. You say, okay, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, do your homework, whatever. An hour later, I'll give you 10 minutes to play, and then you take it back again. The kids do not own the cell phone. You own it. You own it. It's not their cell phone, okay? I'm not just telling you some parenting advice, okay? A lot of parents think that, not you, but a lot of parents think that it's their the children's cell phone. No. You can separate. You can charge. 啊，
很多时候对于电子游戏的话，那么我们要教导孩子至少是要有一个界限，也就是说他们要先去做功课，那么在一定满足一定条件下，他们可以比如说有一个十分钟、十五分钟的玩游戏的这个时间。但是更重要的是说，我们作为家长的话，我们要给孩子一个观念，就是说他们的手机不是他们的，而是我们家长的。
Media has changed the world.Media has changed the world. Phones are here, computers are here. We're not going backwards. We got to learn how to live with it, right?
这个世界在变化，这个我们没有办法说不让孩子们用手机、用电脑，或者是不看屏幕，但是这个的确媒体，包括这个电脑，会影响我们的生活。
We didn't give our children a cell phone until they were a senior in high school, okay? Because we felt that they needed to concentrate on something else. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you, pray about it.Okay, pray about it. It's very serious in our culture today. Amen.
我并不是要告诉大家怎么做，但是在我自己的孩子来说，我一直到高中才给他们用手机。但是手机的使用的确是一个很在年轻人中是一个很大的问题。所以我希望至少在座的家长们能够为这件事情要很严肃的来祷告。
Okay, whatever you decide to do at whatever age you feel that you want to introduce.The media, whatever the media is to your child, whatever age you decide, you need to tell them this one thing. So tell them this one thing. I taught you how to tie your shoes. I taught you how to eat right. I taught you to be polite. Now I'm going to teach you how to use this media. I'm still teaching you. I'm still your parent, and I'm going to teach it to you just like I've been teaching you all along.This is just another teaching opportunity.
有一件事情是这样，就是无论你决定在什么时候允许孩子自己用电脑或者用手机，但是呢，你需要很清楚地跟孩子讲说，当你小的时候，我教你怎么样系鞋带，我教你怎么样去在餐桌上吃饭，怎么样行事为人有礼貌。那么现在用手机、用电脑也是同样的，我要去教你怎么样去正确的使用电脑和手机。
God gave you to me; He didn't give you to your cell phone. I'm your parent. This is not your parent. Okay? This can be a wonderful thing. Now let's work on it together and be the kind of Christian that God wants us to be.
神把你放到我的手中，我是你的父母。手机和电脑不能够成为你的父母，所以我要教你怎么样去使用手机和电脑。
I love you.Too much to not tell you this.
我因为爱你，所以我一定要讲这件事情。
So make sure you speak the truth in love, and you know that.
所以我们要在爱中和孩子们讲这些真理。
So the next one, you shall not take the name of the Lord in vain. What does that mean to take the name of the Lord in vain?
不可妄称你耶和华的名。这句话到底什么意思呢？
That means to treat God's name with not respect. So when you swear, when you use a word that's not right.Then you disrespect God. So when we speak, we must not disrespect God. That's why swearing is wrong.
当我们在讲话的时候，当我们发咒起誓的时候，尤其是当我们用神的名来起誓的时候，实际上是对神的名的一个不尊重，所以我们要非常的小心。
Today's culture, I know I'm speaking a lot about youth this morning, but I think as I work a lot with them, I hope this is helpful to you. But youth today, they don't think swearing is wrong. Everybody's swearing. Everybody is swearing. And they think that swearing is okay.They say, well, why is swearing wrong? So we have a lot of discussion about that. Why is swearing wrong? What is wrong with using bad words like this, what we're talking about?
So in today's culture, many young people think that swearing or saying some dirty words is not important. So when I was in a teenager meeting, I would tell them why swearing or saying some dirty words is not right.
And so what I tell students, what I tell college students, what I tell myself, what I tell grown-ups, I say, look, when you swear, it's not so much the word, although the word is wrong, it is. It's the attitude. It's that you're getting angry. And when you get angry, that's sin.
当我跟年轻人甚至是包括大学生甚至是大人讲说，当我们发咒起誓的时候虽然这个用词是不对的，但是更重要的是说，是说我们当我们这样讲的时候，证明我们是在一个生气发怒的一个状态。而在圣经里教导我们说发怒生气很多时候是一种犯罪。
You're trying to hurt the other person. You're not trying to help the other person. You're trying to hurt them in some way. So it's the emotion. You're not handling it the way God wants you to handle it. You're handling it the way you want to handle it.
很多时候你是当你说这些话的时候，你是为了发泄你心中的怒火，你的感情，你是去伤害对方，你并不是去真的需要去解决问题，去帮助对方。这不是神让我们来做的事情。
And I told the students when I was young, yeah, I swore a lot. When I became a Christian, I became pretty quiet because I didn't have any words to say.
我跟孩子们讲说，我年轻的时候，在我信主之前，我也经常用这些不好的词。但是当我成了基督徒以后，我就变得很安静，因为我有一段时间我不知道该怎么说话，但是又不用这些脏字。
So if you have a bad habit, in any of these habits, if you have a bad habit, you have a God before you. Before you have another God before God. If you have a bad habit, let me tell you how to overcome a bad habit is by introducing a good habit. To break a bad habit, you have to replace it with a good habit.
实际上从这个例子我们可以看出，很多时候我们有一个不好的习惯，那么我们怎么样去去除这个坏的习惯呢？我们是用一个更好的习惯来去代替这个不好的习惯。
And what's the good habit?
那么好的习惯是什么呢？
Prayer, Bible reading, fellowship, getting close to Jesus, that will remove the old stuff in your life when you bring the new spirit of God within your life.
祷告、读经、和其他人有很好的分享，这些都是很好的习惯，而这些习惯是真正能够把我们带到神的里面来的。
There is a tree right in front of the church here. Every year, I've been here 10 years, there's a tree in front, it's called the pine oak. And you will see in November, it doesn't lose all of its trees, leaves. It only loses about half of the leaves. They turn brown, but they don't fall from the tree.
教会门口有一个橡树，我们如果我在这十年了，每一年我都注意到当秋天的时候这个树会落叶，但是它只有一半的叶子会落下来，另外一半叶子会变成棕色，但是它并没有会落在地上。
Why don't all the leaves fall off? How come only, and this is not just this tree, this is a variety of trees, a kind of tree, but why only some of the trees leaves fall off? Why don't all of the leaves fall off? Only God knows.
为什么只有一半的叶子落了？这个真的是只有神才知道。
But I will tell you something scientifically, okay? And we know the science behind it. The ones that remain on will only fall off in the spring. Do you know why?
但是这些到了冬天，叶子虽然变黄，但是不落下来的这叶子，到了春天它就会落下来。
Even though they're dead, they don't fall off. Do you know how they fall off in the spring? How the remaining ones fall off and the new ones come? How does that happen? Do you know why?
有没有人知道说为什么这些叶子它们虽然黄了，它们仍然能够在树上一直到春天，是什么样的机制或者原理让它们到春天才开始落下来？
Because when the warm weather comes and the roots open up, the new nutrients, the new water, the new food comes up through the trunk, out the branches, and it pushes the old leaves off.
是因为在春天的时候，当这个树有新的根，然后吸取更多的营养和水分的时候，这些营养和水分会把这些叶子推到这个外面，也就是让它们从树上落下来。
And that's how Christians change, and that's how people change. It's the new life that comes in and pushes out the old life.
这是我们基督徒如何有生命的改变，也就是说，当我们一个新的生命从里到外把我们的旧人去除。
You can't take the old stuff off by yourself. You got to have the Spirit of the Living God come into your heart and push that old off. Coming to church, fellowship, worship, you know.
我们基督徒真的是我们凭着自己不能够把我们的旧人去除。我们一定是要依靠我们的新的生命。我们来教会，我们来有团契，我们有各种各样的这个教会的属灵的生活，是这一切新的生命能够把我们的旧的生命从我们的这个身上去除。
So we've talked about that you shall have no other gods before you, number one. Number two, you shall not make yourself an idol. Number three, you shall not take the name of the Lord in vain. Don't be disrespectful. And then number four, you should keep the Sabbath day holy, just like right now.
我们刚刚讲了十诫的前三条，就是说不可有别神，也不可以为自己雕刻偶像，更不可也不可妄称耶和华的名。那么第四条是当守安息日，也就是我们今天来主日来教会来敬拜。
And then I want to talk about the number four. I'm not going to talk about the rest of them, five through ten. Next time I will come, I will talk about the rest of them because my time is almost up. I'm going to do one more.
我会接下来我会讲这个十诫的第四诫。那么剩下的六诫的话，我们如果以后有机会我来到这里，我会再接着讲。因为今天时间已经到差不多了。
We remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. For me, this is not the Sabbath day. This is my working day. Okay, so this is not a Sabbath day. It's not a day of rest.
守安息日对我来说，可能星期天并不一定是安息日，而是一个工作日。
But my Sabbath day is Tuesday. Pastor Wang Jung's Sabbath day is Monday. We want to make sure we have a pastor here in the church every day. So he takes Monday off, and then I take Tuesday off.
对于我来说，我是星期二休息，然后张牧师是星期一休息。我想我们避免同一天休息的原因是这样，教会里每一天都有人在。
So how are we supposed to use the Sabbath day? I mean, we're supposed to keep it a day of rest, but what does that mean?
那么安息日到底怎么样来安息？安息日的意义到底是什么？
Let me give you a general principle as I conclude my message this morning. Let me give you a general principle of what this means and how to do it.
那我想我给大家一个安息日大致的概念，就是说安息日到底是什么。
Why do we keep the Sabbath day? Why do we rest on the seventh day? Because God rested on the seventh day. And we want to be like God. That's why we do it, right?
首先就是说让我们知道说神是第七天，当他造物六天创造了世界之后，他是第七天安息，所以我们希望像神一样有一个安息日。
Now, did God rest on the seventh day because he was tired?
神是因为他累了他才在第七天安息吗？
Of course not, right? God didn't rest because he's tired. He never gets tired. He never sleeps.
神并不是因为他累了才在第七天安息，他也不需要他也不会感到累，而且他也不需要睡觉。
My wife is always telling me I don't sleep enough because I only need 5 hours of sleep. It's hard for me to sleep more than that. She says you don't sleep enough, and I said she's telling me.
我太太经常跟我说，你睡觉睡得不够，但实际上我就一天睡五六个小时就够了。
And I said, well, God doesn't sleep at all.
甚至神根本就不需要睡觉。
And she looks at me and she goes, you're not God.
然后我的太太就会跟我说，你不是神。
Now go take a nap.
来打个盹。
Thank God for wives. They keep you living longer. Amen.
谢谢神给我们的太太，让我们能够在地上活得更长久。
So what do you do on the seventh day?
那么在安息日我们到底做些什么呢？
Well, what did God do on the seventh day? He created the days, 6 days, and then on the seventh day, he said it was good. He reviewed what he did the first 6 days. He reviewed it, and he said it was good. He was able to recognize the good that he did.
神在六天里创造了世界，然后第七天他说，我所造的甚好。然后他是休息，但是他同时他也是去回顾了他在六天中做的上好的工作。
So the same, we can do the same thing, and this is what I do on Tuesday. I think about all the wonderful things. You know, we live in a negative world. We live in a negative world, and Satan wants you to be negative. He doesn't want you to be positive, because if he can make you negative, he can destroy you. He destroys your mind first, and then he destroys your family second. So we need to be thankful. You can translate some of that.
所以我所要做的就是说，我会去回顾我过去这一周所发生在我身上的很正面的事情，因为我们知道撒旦今天经常用这些负面的消息，这个世界充满了负面的消息，他会利用这些负面的不好的东西来，首先是来摧毁我们的思想，其次来摧毁我们的家庭。所以我想很重要一点就是我们能够学会如何从正面从积极的来看待我们的身边发生的事情。
So I take my journal and I look at all the wonderful things. And students, you can do the same thing. Anybody can do this. Go through and just write down all the things, all the good things that God did throughout the whole week. And just thank him for it. I spend about an hour doing that. I do some recreation. Julie and I do some things together. We spend some time with friends. So spend the time resting and refreshing.
所以我有一个习惯就是我会记笔记把每一天 发生的这个好的是发生在我身上，尤其是这个好的事情记下来。那么到了我的安息日呢，我就会回顾过去一周发生在我身上的好的事情，来感谢神，为神这个所作所为来感谢神。同时，我也会花一些时间和我的太太在一起，我也会花一些时间和我的朋友在一起。这样，我既能够保持这个感恩的心，同时也能够重新来更新我的这个生活和生命。
Basically, the general principle is this. In conclusion, the general principle is this: do on the seventh day what you don't do the first 6 days, because that's what God did, right? Whatever you do the first 6 days, do something different on the seventh day, and you just go before the Lord as what that should be. Amen.
基本的这个原则就是说，或者大致的原则是说，我们第七天做的事情呢，是和前六天做的事情是有所不同的。我们要来到神的面前，我们要得安息。
This is a mirror, right?
这是个镜子。
This is a magnifying glass.
这是个放大镜。
And we can use the Ten Commandments two ways.
我们可以用，当我们使用十诫的时候，我们可以有两种方法来使用十诫。
We can use the Ten Commandments as a mirror to make us better because it shows us what our faults are.
我们可以把十诫当作一个镜子，通过来回想十诫，我们意识到有哪一些地方我们做的不够。
Or we can use the Ten Commandments as a magnifying glass.
我们也可以用像使用一个放大镜一样来使用十诫。
Or we can examine someone else.
我们可以看对方实际做的够不够？
哇，
很漂亮的领带。
And we can say, oh, look at all of those faults. Look at all of those things. Look, he's not obeying number five. He's not obeying number two. And we can judge others by what that is. We can use it to judge others.
很多时候我们也可以用实际来仔细的去看我们身边的弟兄姐妹，来说，哦，你第五条没做到，第六条做的不好。
We can't help the other person unless we help ourselves. Amen.
我们不能够帮助别人，除非我们先来改进自己。
We can't take the speck out of the other person's eye until we take the log out of our own.
我们不能够除去弟兄姐妹身上的刺，如果我们不把我们眼中的梁去掉。
So may we use the Ten Commandments to examine ourselves.
我想我们应该首先用十诫来，真的是来自我省察。
That we might be that beautiful bride that he comes back to one day.
我们会成为神无瑕的新娘。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father in heaven, thank you for your Ten Commandments.
天上的父，感谢你给我们十诫。
And help us, Lord, to follow them not by our power, but by your power.
求你给我们力量。不是来自于我们，而是来自于你，让我们能够来遵行十诫。
And help us not to be judgmental people, but help us to be loving people.
让我们不是能够成为论断他人的人，而是能够爱他人的人。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.